WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The FBI and the ATF are investigating a massive home explosion in Arlington, Virginia, near Washington. Details from WUSA-TV reporter Lorenzo Hall.
Investigators say this happened after officers responded to serve a search warrant at that home following reports of a man using a flare gun. So that led to a barricade situation between the suspect inside and police. Then ultimately, that explosion. People in the area are still being urged to shelter in place.
This man lives nearby.
I was just in my house and had heard like a series of like what sounded like gunshots, which I guess now we found out were flare guns. And then went outside and no one else was coming outside. And then an explosion just happened. And I thought someone drove like a car through our front door.
The Supreme Court is expected to decide by June whether to approve a nationwide settlement with a maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
On many levels, the question is, what does the bankruptcy code say about releasing one of the parties that is essentially the owner of a corporation when the corporation itself is going bankrupt, but the individual owner isn't?
Israel is now stepping up its attacks on Hamas targets in southern Gaza, the very area Israel told Palestinians to move to, says CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The Israelis say that there will be a safe zone, specifically safe neighborhoods. The other question, of course, is whether aid agencies like the UN and others can help and provide for these people during what will be a very serious and perhaps the final phase of this fight against Hamas in Gaza.
Police in Philadelphia say a security guard at a Macy's has been stabbed and killed and another injured by a man they let leave the store after stopping him from stealing hats. Interim Police Commissioner John Stanford.
There is a suspect in custody. He has been positively identified as being the individual involved in this, but there's still additional work that has to be done around the investigation.
A congressional committee will review National Park Service rules limiting airplanes and helicopters from carrying tourists over national parks and monuments. Mark Shell Flea is a co-owner of Black Hills Aerial Adventures in South Dakota.
It could very likely force us out of business in the Black Hills around Mount Rushmore. It's very likely to end our business out in the Badlands.
We've learned that the Marine Corps has just spent 3 years redesigning a simple exercise outfit without success. The Marine Corps Times says work was stopped when designers got negative feedback on a prototype. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new top Democrat says her goal is to make sure every member of her party has a voice in the legislature. Democrats elected Senator Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader Friday. She replaces Melissa Agard, who's running for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein is from Middleton. Service workers at Lambeau Field overwhelmingly voted to form a union. Over 80% of those who voted Sunday voted in favor of unionization. They're looking to join the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Union, which also includes workers at the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District in Milwaukee. Officials with both the Packers and Delaware North, the company that employs vendors at Lambeau Field, say they will negotiate with workers in good faith and hope to quickly ratify their first contract. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers beat the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, the final. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Jordan Love with 3 touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 118 on what's been working for him.
Understanding where I need to go with the ball, but they've been doing a great job giving me time. And then receivers, obviously, just they're having awareness of when they need to be open, It's definitely something we as a team have just been, we've practiced.
Chiefs coach Andy Reid.
They used the clock. They were letting it run down to that 5 seconds and below, and they were getting first down.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will face the LSU Tigers in the ReliaQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl, in Tampa. The kickoff, 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. The Badgers with a record of 7-5 against the Tigers at 9-3. Luke Fickell says his team will remain physical.
We all know what this program's been built on, right? It doesn't mean it has to change.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little bit of rain and snow in the overnight. We'll see cloudy skies at upper 20s. Our winds becoming light. On Tuesday, morning fog, then mostly cloudy skies at upper 30s. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Upper 30s once again. Upper 40s by Thursday. It's 33 at our studios.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, a happier, happy hour. Always happiest when you participate. At 844-967-2789. Dom, I hope the voting has not closed yet. Time, Person of the Year will be awarded on Wednesday. They're building up to it. And sadly,
it's even an honor to be considered. Thank you, Mike.
I don't see our name on the list. We're not on the short list, Dom. Who do you think is Time's Person of the Year? Who do you think should be? Dom and Crute's Person of the Year. Dom,
who well, should Dom and Crute should be persons oh, of on. The year.
Can't nominate and then vote for yourself and lift. I mean, I know you'd like
allow
to
allow myself to introduce myself.
Easy over there, Ron Burgundy. You know, let's be serious for half a moment. Who would we think the most influential, most important, most newsworthy person of the year?
I mean, is that you're putting down some criteria. What is Time Magazine's criteria? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the most influential, I mean, or the most famous or most infamous, you know what I mean? I guess it depends on what we value as person of the year, how you gauge that.
Well, let me give you some historical context because you're not woke unless until you know history, Dom. The annual honor began in 1927 when Charles Lindbergh received the distinction following his solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean. Since then, people like Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Nelson Mandela, Pope Francis, and climate activist Greta Thunberg have received the honor, along with several world leaders and every president since Franklin Delano Roosevelt, excepting Gerald Ford. Now, Trump was Time's Person of the Year? Was he? I mean, I know he's got the picture in Mar-a-Lago where he put up the fake cover, but I'm not sure. Was he ever Time's Person of the Year?
I don't follow the Time's Person of the Year, but no, I don't think Trump was.
Well, it's
why
not.
Why would he put up the fake ones in his golf course if he were actually the Person of the Year?
Well, he did win the presidency, or at least he became the president, depending on your point of view, Dom. The magazine, talking about Time, has also swerved in the past and awarded concepts like the Silence Breakers, who started the Me Too movement, and you which recognized the contributions made to the internet. You are nominated, Dom. The Daily News chose the 2006 You selection as one of Time's most controversial. Yeah, I'd say. They put like a reflective thing up, right? Like on the cover of Time, there was like a reflective thing, sort of a mirror-like substance.
Yeah, so the Big Lebowski is in the other like Lebowski's office, and he looks at Time Person of the Year, and it's a mirror. So whoever's looking at it, you are the Person of the Year. But no, Trump, no. How about Fonnie Willis? I like Fonnie Willis.
Oh, well, her up there. Sort of, kind of. She made the list, Dom, and I could see getting like an ugly sweater and then like hanging out in front of you. You know, with the reflective sheen on the front.
Yes.
Gotcha. Hollywood Strikers, members of the WGA and SAG-AFTRA, upended TV and film during the lengthy strikes, which aimed to change the entertainment industry's future. The writers have already signed their new contract, while actors and studios have a tentative agreement in place. So they're on the short list.
Oh, I got. If that's the case, then how about UAW President Sean Fain?
I will fight you.
I mean, talk about literally. Well, that was a different guy.
That's the Teamsters guy, right?
Yeah, right. But look at what they've done. I mean, they went on a strike. They impacted the business. They got their employees paid, and they lifted up the entire sector. All of a sudden, Toyota and Tesla are starting to pay a little more.
Hardly the star that came to Lambeau Field last night, Dom. And I don't mean Simone Biles. Taylor Swift! You know, there were a lot of Swifties in town last night. Whether she made headlines for a record-breaking Eras tour, or for becoming a billionaire, or for a romance with Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce, 2023 was arguably the year of Taylor Swift. That would argue for
that, man. She's rolling. Xi Jinping.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is one of the most influential figures in the world and has been a contender for Person of the Year in the past. What's he got to invade Taiwan to make it on the cover of a magazine, Tom?
Come on, man.
What about the Sam Altman guy, the AI guy? He's on the list as well. Talking about a guy who's got a lot of power down at the office. Didn't they push him out? Didn't the board of directors push this guy out? And like the whole company quit and said, if he's gone, we're gone. And then suddenly, like 3 days later, he's the CEO again. I wish I had that sort of loyalty. In a year when artificial intelligence rammed its way into the mainstream, CEO Sam Altman is a person who will dictate how AI changes the tech industry. What about Barbie? You're a Barbie girl, Dom.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Barbie, the iconic doll, was the subject of one of the highest grossing films of the year, with the theater going experience becoming a full-on pink tinge phenomenon. It's like when the Devil's Advocates go out in public.
I don't wear pink.
And the Trump prosecutors. I would throw Fannie Willis in there.
All right. I'll take it.
Former President Donald Trump is running for re-election while facing almost 100 charges in 4 separate unprecedented cases in New York, Georgia, Florida, and D.C. Georgia. Fannie Willis, Georgia. Perhaps the most courageous of all the prosecutors seeking to bring Trump to justice, let's just say. And King Charles III, Vladimir Putin? Absolutely not. What about Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, Dom? Nice. He's on the list. Oh, what'd he do? Wreck mortgage rates?
Well, I mean, he's trying to give us a soft landing, man. You know, I mean, I don't want to vote on that quite yet. Well, we still got a ways to go. We'll see how all that pans out. But what about, like, come on, George Santos? Let's look at some folks that have, like, really, you know, shifted the gears.
Colorful?
Talk about fabulous. This guy broke all the rules in all the wrong / right ways, man.
Well, okay, so maybe he should be on TLC, Dom, but George Santos, really? His whole claim to fame is dishonoring the Congress, stealing from people, and lying. Is this something we aspire to these days, Dom? Not around here, I would hope.
I'm sorry. also on this list is Putin. I mean, it seems like the bar is pretty, you know, low, and you know, the influence could be up in the air, man.
Putin invaded a foreign country. What country is George Santos invaded?
My point being, of course, Santos did bad things. Putin did bad things. Now, Putin did more bad things, but Santos did bad things. So if to the degree that Putin did all these terrible things and he's nominated potentially for Person of the Year, well, certainly George Santos should at least have a honorable mention.
Can't believe you're bringing George Santos to this conversation right now. 844-967-2789. You embarrass yourself and the panel.
You're bringing Barbie to it, man. What are you talking about?
She's got more structural integrity than George Santos ever did.
She's a fictional character.
So is he. Dynamo Dave, how you doing, man?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
Happy Monday.
Hey, two things. You know, the Republicans seem to be engaged in weapons of mass distraction, one being the whole Hunter Biden thing, trying to link that back with Biden. But do you think that George Santos was actually kind of some sort of weird plant that they got in Congress to distract everybody from Trump stuff? Because he certainly did. He had the headlines over and over for various time periods.
I think he was a lone wolf Manchurian candidate. He was following his own heart and passions, Dynamo Dave.
Beating his own path, Dave.
But he's following the example of Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and all the outrage machines of the right. It so clearly works, and they're not necessarily popular politicians, but once they get in, it makes them famouser. They get plenty of play on Fox News. Hell, his last official act as Congressman, George Santos, going on Fox News, Dynamo Dave.
No kid. See, there you go. Another weapon of mass distraction, and Boebert and that other woman. And hey, another question. You know, you mentioned last winter that Buzzin Station up in, I believe it was Ashland, Wisconsin, was going to flip over to Progressive Talk once the transmitter got beefed up or whatever.
1260 AM out of Amory points due north from Amory, Wisconsin, towards Duluth, Minnesota. That would be one of the potential signals, 1260 AM. And then during the daytime, Dynamo Dave, 910 AM WBZH out of Hayward, Wisconsin. The buzz of the north, man, might be buzzing you all the way to Duluth. But if it doesn't work out as such, 910 AM or the 1260 AM, then, you know, call the engineering squad because, you know, I just work here, man. But we would hope that the circles on the map suggest that they would cast as far as Duluth, Minnesota.
Great. Thank you for that info.
Yeah, man, I'm full of info and all kinds of stuff, Dave.
Man of the year. Thanks for the call, Dave. 844-967-2789. We got some callers holding. Be patient. Want to give you ample time to throw out perhaps your person of the year. George Santos. Huh? I mean, why not George Santos or the Devil's Advocates? I mean, or the audience of the Devil's Advocates.
You are the person of the year.
Yes.
If you call us. But then we got to find guest Joe Parisi. Perhaps he's the nominee for Time's Person of the Year. Outgoing Dane County executive. He has laid down the law in regards to Twitter usage by county government. And of course, the right's losing their mind. They're claiming this is an attack on free speech. And I may have overconflated. The Dane County Airport has not yet deleted their account. They've just stopped utilizing the account. Why? We'll ask Dane County Executive Joe Parisi next. More Devil's Advocates. Happy Monday, happier, happy hour.
The Tap.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always listen to the Devil's Advocates wherever you go on the free Civic Media app. Search for the station, hit the call or text buttons, interact with the show. Look for it on your Google Play or App Store.
Dominic, we welcome back. Fine guest right now live via phone. He is my county executive, Dane County Executive, Joe Parisi, outgoing. Joe, welcome back to the Devils.
Hey, Joe.
How you doing? Good to hear from you. Hi there, Don.
Excellent, sir. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir? Does that mean, first and foremost, I over-conflated. I said the airport's deleting their account. No one had to delete their account, right? Their historical tweets can remain in perpetuity, but the current tweeting must cease starting when, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, we'll archive all the information, but as of January 1st, Dane County will no longer be, Dane County agencies will no longer be using X/Twitter moving forward.
And Joe begs the question, why?
Well, you know, it's probably fairly obvious to a lot of people. I mean, it's on a number of levels, right? I mean, we've certainly seen Twitter/X become a platform that is more and more just a concentration and amplification of hate and hate speech and much negativity. And that's something that really reflects most of the values of most of Dane County, and not something that I feel is necessarily appropriate for county government to be using as a platform. You know, anyone who wants can obviously use X/Twitter, but you know, when you have a platform like that that has so many negatives, you know, associated with it, I don't know that we need to be associated with it or we need to be driving traffic to it moving forward.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates, Joe Parisi, Dane County Executive. So, Joe, I mean, I get it. Certainly, it's gone through some changes here of late. But you know, one of the nice things about it is you sign up for it. You can, you know, get the tweets. You can get the updates from the county. Are there other platforms that you're going to emphasize, and is there a formula that you'll use to determine whether or not you're going to use, you know, some of these other platforms out there? Are you still on Facebook?
Yeah, folks. Yeah, folks still use Facebook and Instagram and platforms like that. There are a lot of ways to get information in this day and age. I mean, obviously, if anything, sometimes there are too many sources of information coming at you. And when it has to do with updates, certainly like in an emergency situation, we have reverse 911. People can sign up for alerts. We have the news media. There are lots of ways of getting information out. So when we look at when we're going to, you know, whether it's a good idea to continue using something like this, I mean, backing up, first of all, you know, social media just kind of happened to all of us, right? It wasn't this big conscious decision that this platform is going to exist. This is what it's going to look like. We all just have been going along with it, you know, since the technology and the platforms have evolved. And we have a responsibility to look at the subject in its entirety. And when we look at platforms like X/Twitter and what goes on there and the messages they send, at the same time that we're dealing with issues, you know, for example, of dealing with mental health in the community with young people, and we see the negative impacts that social media in general and certainly platforms like this can have on people,
I think it's a good idea for us just to all pause and take a deep breath and maybe start taking a little more conscious approach to how we use these different platforms.
In that regard, but I've seen some headlines, I haven't delved into it, but Instagram has been criticized for, you know, having a negative effect on children's mental health. Of course, TikTok out there as well. What would have to happen, or what's the criteria to determine whether or not Instagram will remain, or is that something that would be potentially, are you on Instagram, I guess would be the first question.
I'm not personally, but the county agencies are, you know, So, well, I think these are all good questions. You know, I think we need to, as I said, social media just kind of happened to us. It wasn't really entered into consciously. And we're only beginning to understand the impacts, you know, many of them very negative, you know, from, you know, bullying that goes on across all platforms, to hate that gets spread, to misinformation, and really to a general sense of a general lack of civility, right? I mean, it seems like we're in a place in this current time in the world, not just here, not just in the States, but across the world, where people don't talk anymore. People don't work things out. People just scream at each other. And, you know, platforms like X/Twitter really amplify that type of hate. And I think it's important for us to step back and look at this and say, you know, what kind of world do we want, especially when we're looking at the impacts on young people who are growing up with this being really the only reality they've ever known, and the detrimental impacts. So, you know, I certainly don't claim to have all the answers, but I do think that we've headed into this rather unconsciously, and we're starting to see a lot of negative impacts. And it's time that, you know, like I said, everyone listening, everyone, you know, on the planet has the option of remaining on X/Twitter if they want to. But in the case of county government, I just don't think that the means justifies the ends when it comes down to the cost benefit of using the platform.
Our fine guest, Joe Parisi, Dean County Executive. Well, Joe, you know, some people say, and I mean primarily conservatives that would attack you for this new stance, they say that Joe Parisi is against free speech. Joe, how would you defend yourself against that charge?
Well, people can talk all they want. I'm also, you know, the people saying that are probably like myself, free market capitalists, and I can choose to use a product and choose not to use a product. But, you know, I think equating us using, you know, Twitter with, you know, being pro or anti-free speech, I don't see the connection.
Does this end with your reign as county executive, or is this some sort of implementation that would affect future administrations, if you will?
I hope it doesn't end. I mean, you know, any political decision can be turned around by anyone who chooses. But, you know, I think it's a good policy to get off of it. I think a lot of people, including myself, have been thinking about it for a long time and considering it. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, like I said, I can't control what I can't control once I'm no longer county executive. So, you know, if you want to run for county executive, here's your opening. You got your issue.
I got my own problems. Go ahead.
What should people look to then? If people want to find out information specifically, I mean, on a social media platform, what would you recommend people get to?
Well, people are using, a lot of departments are still using Instagram, Facebook. We have county websites for all agencies and departments with a lot of information. If they want emergency information, they can sign up for text alerts and that sort of thing. So a lot of places out there. Listen to your local radio stations, your local news channels.
Yeah.
Lots of way to get news out there.
What about Chad Vader? Joe, what about Chad Vader? Will he still retain his Twitter X account?
That's a really good question. He's an independently elected official, so you'd have to ask him.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi, thanks for making a little time for the Devil's Advocates this fine Monday.
Always good to talk to you guys. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open. Want to hear from you. Attack on free speech or just Chad Vader. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. There's been a massive home explosion in Arlington, Virginia, near Washington. The FBI and ATF are investigating. Video was posted to X by Alex Wilson. The explosion happened as police were serving a search warrant. Police spokeswoman Ashley Savage.
Officers on scene suffered minor injuries, but none of our officers required transport to the hospital.
The Supreme Court heard arguments about the fairness of a bankruptcy that allows the owners of an opioid maker to keep billions of dollars. Ellen Isaac's wife, a son that is, died of an overdose.
Give me the ability to get a jury by trial of my peers. Closing that door, it's not going to help anybody with healing.
A security guard at a Macy's in Philadelphia has been stabbed and killed. Interim Police Commissioner John Stanford.
This started as a retail theft, upgraded obviously to a robbery. And then led ultimately to a homicide.
A suspect is in custody. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of GOP lawmakers are looking to dissolve the state's election commission ahead of next year's presidential election. The bill was released by Republican Representative Dan Knodel and 10 other representatives. Under the bill, the Wisconsin Elections Commission would dissolve and all elections-related duties would go to the Secretary of State. The Republican-led legislature would then have final say over any election issue made by the Secretary of State. If passed by the legislature, it is almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle. We're out there.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little bit of rain and snow in the overnight. We'll see cloudy skies at upper 20s. Our winds becoming light. On Tuesday, morning fog, then mostly cloudy skies at upper 30s. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Upper 30s once again. Upper 40s by Thursday. Right now, it's 31.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
93.5 The Tap.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. Always happy when my county executive, Joe Parisi, comes around. But the sudden shutoff of the Twitter accounts leaves Chad Vader in the lurch, I would guess them. He's a good guy, Chad Vader. Better than a brother. You know, he's like the good devil, like me.
I should probably know, but who's Chad Vader?
Chad Vader helped us get out the vote here in Dane County during the pandemic. You know, sort of a clever character. Chad Vader, Darth's brother. Scott McDonald down at the Dane County, the voting office, the clerk's office.
Okay.
They did some clever, fun stuff. And now my county executive and his humorless attempts to stifle free speech.
I don't think that's what it is.
I bet he's banned Chad Vader's account on both Twitter and OnlyFans. 844.
Not OnlyFans.
967-2789. Sean from Waukesha. Welcome, Sean. What do you got for us?
Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I love your show, by the way. Hey, I just wanted to talk about the guy that called about moving down to Texas. You know, I was born and raised in Texas, and I hear all the time, like, going to Texas, home of the conservatives and everything else. I just want to remind the calling audience, before you let your children move down there because you're escaping liberalism or whatever it is you want to escape from Wisconsin, right? We love Wisconsin. We're excited to get out of Texas. That most of your farming communities are actually just repackaged liberalism. It's people a long time ago used to vote Democrat, always voted Democrat. And when people in the working class started shifting towards the Republican ticket more and more frequently, all you guys did is kind of pick up and lift over and become call themselves Republican or apply to a new group versus the Democrat group. They didn't really change in policy or anything else. So when the callers are up there talking about sending their kids down to Texas to produce a better flag or people honor the flag, I've lived in liberal land. I've lived in conservative land. And there ain't no difference, man. These people still honor the flag. Right there. That's not reason to move your family out of a state and everything else like that. If you disagree with the policy, educate yourself and learn how to fight the issues that you are passionate about. But don't go up there and sit there and act like Texas is the answer to everything. The only difference in Texas is I can go buy a gun at every drugstore. That's it.
Sean, our friend CG, I think, you know, much like the example of many of the immigrants that come to this country, would help move his family nearly across the country for an opportunity of just a little bit more, right? I mean, don't we all want that for our family? Isn't that part of the American dream? So when he expresses it, when he's saying, God bless Texas, all he's saying is there's opportunity there for my family. But if he was a Mexican coming up in a caravan, he would resent himself for that very same notion.
Yes, that's spot on. You know, you hear about like all these the war taking place on the border and everything else like that in the state of Texas, but no one ever gives any publicity about the immigrants coming across the water and leaving saints at the cattle ranches who are leaving water out and food out for the immigrants coming across the border, right? I mean, this happens more frequently than needing an army sitting up there at the border. Yeah. I mean, these people are not evil people, right? You know, but they're also talking about like Texas is this great place and conservatism. But I just want to remind people that it's still liberalism and every form of definition. It's just they have different beliefs in religion, faith, and gun ownership. But when it comes down to taxes and policy, there is no difference.
Well, Sean, one distinction I would like to draw is the power grid entirely on Greg Abbott and the Republican Party down there. Appreciate your contribution.
They have their own unique way of doing it. Yeah, great call, Sean. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for listening.
844-967-2789. Let's sneak in a few more great calls. Or Nick from Madison. We'll see how you do, Nick. How you been, buddy? Welcome. Happy holidays.
You got me 2 days in a row, and I can see the road now, so that's nice. But, yeah, two things. First, the Chad Vader thing. Did you ever see that YouTube series on that?
Yeah, very clever stuff.
Yeah. Okay, cool, yes. But, yeah, what I would say about the whole Twitter thing, county not using it anymore, who cares? I mean, I can't see how it's not like he's saying employees can't use it on their own. Just, and there's so much social media out there that, I mean, honestly, who cares? I just don't get what the fuss is about.
I don't.
Well, Nick, I really think it's a big deal. Conservatives care. They think it's, you know, some affront to free speech. What's your take on that criticism?
You know, because it's a criticism of Elon Musk, really, Nick. It's really about Elon Musk and his embrace of anti-Semitism.
I know, I got that, and but all he's doing is just not putting county business on there. So again, he's not saying that employees can't use it, can't say whatever they want in it, no matter how vile. But it's not impeding anyone's career. It's not stopping anyone from getting county issues. So I just don't see it as a free speech violation at all.
Well, you seem way too reasonable to be a conservative, friend Nick. Where does this reasonableness come from? You must live in Dane County.
I've always been a reasonable conservative. That's the one thing my friends who know I'm conservative, they all tell me that. Well, all my friends here are super progressive, okay? And I like it that way.
Well, that's what they call you, as far as you know. Appreciate you calling, Nick.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
844-967-2789. Want to keep getting to the caller, so don't not call. But Dom, I wanted to antagonize you just for a moment. Your favorite righty conservative aggregator, Breitbart, under attack from Trump. What do you do?
Drudge.
Oh, Drudge, my bad.
Yes.
Breitbart was Bannon, right? But Drudge, Matt Drudge is your guy, the guy with the hat.
Yes, apparently Donald Trump not very happy with Drudge these days. Let's see what he has to say. I found it actually at the top, the very top of the DrudgeReport.com. Trump attacks Drudge. He's getting some traffic all this. Here's what Trump tweeted out, or whatever, truthed out. Something happened, but when Drudge went anti-Trump, the site fell apart, very much like Ron DeSantis. It's a new Latin name, perhaps. It happened instantly without notice, but I believe I know the reason why. Drudge had a big moment, but now it's gone, never to resurface again. It's totally irrelevant. That often happens when people cover Trump, in quotes, all caps, unfairly. I love it. I love it. And if you go to Drudge's site, he does put stats on the bottom. Apparently, 23 million people visited his site in the last 24 hours, 652 million in the last month, and 7 billion plus in the last year.
Drudge. That's more traffic than the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page.
I mean, just slightly a little bit more. Slightly more.
Well, if we included callers at 844-967-2789, that's how I prefer to interact. Dom, you're more of the Twitter X guy on the panel here. If there's a tweeting going on, it's probably Dom. Mark from the SAC, welcome. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark. Yeah, thanks, guys. And I'd like to remind CJ that the first European language that was spoken in Texas and North American continent, for that matter, it was Spanish. I mean,
Texas was Mexico. I mean, come on. Yeah. Kevin McCarthy was out there. Well, we never ended a war and kept the land. I'm thinking every time we do that.
And the big bugaboo the Texans had to separate from Mexico is that Mexico was going to ban slavery. I mean, that was one of their gripes about the Mexican government. It's not so much they're so oppressive, it's that they're going to ban slavery. That was the big bugaboo that they had. And the power grid. I'm glad you guys brought that up, because Texas has yet to repair their power grid to link it up with the rest of the country. So the next time their power goes down, you know, that God help them down there, because people died last time that happened. Now, that is Greg Abbott through and through on that power grid.
Well, and Ted Cruz and probably CJ will all head to Cancun then when the power grid fails.
Yep.
Any other?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Well,
thanks.
844-967-2789. Dom, can you imagine being a GOP lawmaker and looking forward to Trump? Here comes Trump again. He's wielding power, the chaos, defending his actions. You know, the other Sunday morning specifically, I watched Ron DeSantis on the Kristen Welker on the Meet the Press. And I thought he did a poor job of debating against Gavin Newsom because he wouldn't really debate the topic, sort of a CJ-like character. But then he went on Meet the Press, man, and it was horrible. It was really quite horrible.
Bad. DeSantis.
I mean, this man's a lawyer by trade, a JAG. But he wouldn't answer the questions. We've got some of the sound, don't we? Let's play a little of the sound. Let's give Dom just an earful, since I guarantee he wasn't up Sunday morning watching the Meet the Kristen Welker. If you'd be so kind, let's play it for the people. Let's do the first cut.
Ask you about the GOP front runner. Mr. Trump is campaigning on the idea of retribution. He's promising to jail his political enemies if he's reelected. He's also referred to some of his political opponents as vermin, language that people, frankly, across the political spectrum say harkens back to Nazi Germany. Do you think that kind of language is presidential?
Well, I think even beyond that, the issue is why are you running? Are you running for your personal issues? Are you running for the American people's issues? And I'm running for the American people's issues. And now part of that is this government is out of control. We have seen weaponization of agencies like the DOJ and the FBI and the IRS. I'm going to end that weaponization.
But you didn't exactly answer the question.
Is that language presidential? That's specifically the question.
I think Welker comes back to this a couple times. Do we have more? Let's play more.
Governor, as you know, DOJ officials would reject the idea that it has been weaponized. But let me ask you about my original question, the use of the word vermin.
Kristen,
are you comfortable with that term? But are you comfortable with that term, Governor?
Let me just say on the DOJ, of all, I'm responsible for what I say, and I say things differently. But on the DOJ and the FBI, we have
just
seen.
Just on my question, though, Governor.
Excuse me. What I'm not comfortable with is FBI agents going after parents going to school board meetings. I'm not comfortable with DOJ FBI working with tech companies to censor dissent.
He's straightly not answering their questions, Dom. I think there's more. Is there more? There's, I think,
one more.
A little more dissent-demonious.
Maybe he'll actually answer the question.
Maybe if
I
he was
it.
Doing his job lobbying the college football playoff system like he should be, according to the former president, just play the Ron on the Kristen Welker on NBC.
How that happens. So I don't use the same rhetoric that he does. I conduct myself in a different way. I think I conduct myself in a way that's more effective as a leader. Part of what you have to do is you have to be strong. You have to deliver big results. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to alienate people for no reason. And I think some of the reasons why he struggled electorally is because it's not even about the policy. It's about some of these other things.
So do you condemn the use of the word vermin?
Be
focused,
be disciplined.
Do you condemn the use of the word vermin then?
I don't use the term, but what I don't do is play the media's game where I'm asked to referee other people. He's responsible for his words. He's responsible for his conduct. I'm responsible for mine.
So condemn his words and run against them. Act like you got a pair of DeSantis. I mean, 5, 6, 7 times she asked the same question. Can you condemn the use of words like vermin?
How hard is it to say that Nazis are bad? You know what I'm saying? Yes, I condemn. I do not
think
your
base is
Nazi is appropriate. It's very simple.
If your base is Nazi embracive, Dom, not so simple. You know what I mean? Not so simple. When your brother is Darth Vader, not so simple.
If your base are Nazi embracive, perhaps you should reconsider your positions and your politics. Man, it is simple. He's making it not simple because he's afraid of losing that base. That's why he's straight up not answering the question.
Now, breaking news in the state of Wisconsin, legislative piece being proposed by Republicans would eliminate the Wisconsin Elections Commission and give all the power to Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski? Question mark?
What?
I'm not sure if you've thought all the way through this proposal, Republicans. They're counting on Tony Evers to veto, but what if he didn't? Come back. More Devil's Advocates with Pete Schwabba. His new show launches right here on Civic Media Tonight.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5. The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Never personal. Only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. If you miss any of this fine program, you can listen to podcasts and interviews. Hit up civicmedia.us. Click on the Shows tab. Find The Devil's Advocates and go to town.
Dominic, Rick Smith stepping back from doing nightly talk radio. So there will not be a Rick Smith show tonight on the Civic Media, but have no fear. We've got a fine brand new product to roll out this evening. He is Peach Wabba, and it's Nightlight with Peach Wabba, the new product, a little more entertainment based. Pete, you got a great background in entertainment, comedy, movies, more than Dom and I combined. Dom couldn't even tell you anything about pop culture. How you doing, Pete?
Hey, I'm well. I also did nails for a while. I want to throw that in there.
You did nails?
Like I could.
Like painted nails?
Sure.
It would broaden your resume significantly. That's Dom's fallback career.
No, I have the perfect resume for hosting a show like Nightlight because it's all my kind of silly information I've picked up over the years. I'm going to talk to some people I met. Throughout, I mean, I've pretty much been in entertainment my whole adult life, starting when I was at in college and I started doing stand-up comedy. So I'm just the guy to host this show that I pitched, I guess.
I am the right guy for my show. You know, be careful.
Finally, someone to indulge me.
Be careful what you wish for, Peter. Peach Wabba, the host of Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I mean, It's serendipity. It was already named Nightlight with Peach Wabba. What is the chances that we found Peach Wabba to host the thing?
They still auditioned like 100 people not named Peach Wabba, but I crushed the competition. They sent everybody home when they saw my name.
Many were willing to change their names. T-Bone, Pete, whatever. Pete, let's talk about the movies. You've made movies start to finish. What's that like?
Well, it's interesting. I've been part of the process on different levels. I've sold screenplays just as a writer when I lived in Los Angeles. And that is pretty much like, hey, thanks for the script. Here's some money. Go away. If we make it, we'll pay you the rest of the money. So you're not really, you're involved because you kind of created the story, but you're not really involved after that, so to speak. And then I made another film called, an indie film called, The Godfather of Green Bay, which I wrote, directed, and I play the lead actor in. And that was invigorating. I mean, it was like start to finish, you're part of the whole process, which can be not a great thing either because it just takes your blood and guts, you know, but it's all fun. It's just creative energy and it's a real gas.
The Godfather of Green Bay. Did you make a billion at the box office? No, you wouldn't be on the radio, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't have a host for this show if I had made billions. It'd be Nightlight with Peach Wabba and some other person you don't know. But no, we actually opened the week that movie opened. We played a few theaters in Chicago and Wisconsin. We opened against Larry the Cable Guy, and they spent about $50 million on promotions, and we spent about 50 grand. So we did okay. We have a nice cult following and Tom Hanks' company loved the movie and it played well with some critics, but yeah, indie film is a tough racket. It made me kind of run back to the studio system, to be honest with you.
Pete, is the Godfather of Green Bay, is that available streaming right now? Like if I want to go check it out, where would I find it?
Listen, Dom, I'll come to your house and act it out for you. Yeah. That's how desperate I am to get the, Yeah, you can see it on Vudu, Prime, Tubi, I think Apple. It's on all several right. different outlets. So it's right. out there, yeah.
Now, right, cool, man. Pete, the tone of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, the show that launches a little bit later this evening, 8 to 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's going to play out on many of these Civic Media Network stations. But, Pete, this will be sort of entertainment tone, information tone. Will we get an update on Taylor Swift attending Packer games? Will that be part of it?
We pretty much have to talk about that, don't we? I mean, no. Hey, it was a star-studded event last night. Taylor Swift, Simone Biles, Tony Shalhoub. Yeah, it was quite a, it looked like a Laker game there, Wisconsin style. But yeah, I'm going to talk about entertainment, infotainment, if you will. We'll talk about what people are watching. I'm fascinated. Like, you know, I think one time, Crew, you told me your approach is like barstool politics. I'm kind of the same way with entertainment. If you disagree with something I'm saying, text, call. I love a discussion about what we're watching and what's binge-worthy and cringeworthy. And especially doing it here in Wisconsin, we're going to talk about a lot of Wisconsin cultural stuff and some really funny, quirky Wisconsin stuff too. So it's going to be, it's kind of a unique format, but I'm hoping people respond to it because there'll be some fun discussion and maybe a few laughs.
Pete Schwab, out of left field, have you seen Jury Duty yet? It's a streaming product. My wife swears by this. I am less enthralled, but you know, a show like yours, will it tell me whether or not it's worthy of the investment of my time in going like two or however many seasons deep in a show like Jury Duty?
Are you saying your wife watches it, but you don't?
I've been dragged into, you know, she starts watching it in my presence. And then, you know, if I don't leave the room quick enough, I find I'm watching it. Right.
I did think it was very funny. I mean, I love the idea of a hidden camera show and everybody's in on the joke except one guy. And he was a great sport, actually. So I did think it was
very
funny.
We do that here. James Marsden. Don't tell Dom.
Wait, what?
Oh, whoops. He's going to find out eventually. I want Dom on my show as a guest, and I'll ask about his experience.
I don't even know what's going on. Pete, from the content part of it, I mean, lots of streaming services out there, man, right? I got them all saved in a little folder on my desktop, and, you know, there's a lot of content. What's your thought about how it is now versus, you know, back in the day, everything's bundled under cable? Do you think this is the way to go, or is it too much?
I think it's the way to go. My problem is, you know, many people cut the cable years ago and just started streaming. And the idea that you buy Amazon Prime or HBO without ads was really appealing to me. But now they're sneaking in ads. And it's like, all right, I'm already addicted to all their shows. What am I going to do, cancel it? Or am I going to sit through a 60-second ad? So I feel like they kind of are doing something underhanded. But I still prefer streaming. I like going from one show to the next and binge watching. My wife and I binge watched the final episode of the show Bosch, one of our favorite cop shows, all in one night, 8 hours. We got some takeout. Wow. You can't do that. Like, you can't do that with Starsky and Hutch, you know, or Law and Order. So,
what about The Sopranos? You could make it a long weekend, couldn't you?
Oh, man.
My youngest,
long, depressing weekend.
Just found The Sopranos. I think it's an excellent show for him to watch. Teaches
that
good family values.
Right. With a few murders along the way. Yeah. That's one of the type of things we'll talk about on my show is like, what did you think of the ending of The Sopranos? Controversial. Some people loved it. Some people hated it. It's just that kind of stuff. Your favorite Christmas movies. Give me a rerun you love that you never watched the original. It's just some fun entertainment talk.
Best Christmas.
A lot of Wisconsin talk.
Movie ever, Die Hard. Who are your fine guests tonight, Pete?
I got Bill Leff, who is the host of a national morning show called Tune In With Me on MeTV. And Frank Anderson. Bill is also a stand-up I knew from years ago. He's a very funny guy. And then a guy named Frank Anderson, who has a website called Wisconsinology. And he's got a lot of fun, cool Wisconsin stories. And he's going to tell some Christmas ghost stories tonight on the show.
I'm looking forward to it. Pete Schwabba, host of The Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, 8 to 10 o'clock. Maggie Dawn is next. Then the Paul Revere Show. Then Nightlight. With Pete Schwabba. You're going to want to keep it locked, Civic Media.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 AD P. Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.